You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, the Binge Gamecast.
The Enrichment Center is required to remind you that you will be baked, and then there will be cake.
What time is it?
Time to play the game.
You disgusting motherfucker!
It's the Binge Gamecast! With your host, Kupka!
Oh my god, you suck!
Movie Freak!
Is this a list of things I did to your mom last night?
And Bash.
Oh, look! Assholes!
Welcome to the Binge Gamecast. I'm Kupka, that's Batch, and as always, Jack Valley's being a fucking slacker. What's going on, man?
How goes it, my friend?
It goes. So, as promised...
The special Gamecast, the long-awaited, much-promised...
Yep, as we talked about on the last episode of the Gamecast, we said that we're going to be switching some shit up here and there. And so this episode brings us the Wizard commentary. Now, sir, when was the last time you watched this fucking movie?
Probably when it first came out back in the day.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think
it's been that long.
Once. It's been that long.
Wow, you're a sad, sad human being. It hasn't been that long for me, but it's been a long fucking time. So, the only thing I remember about this movie is that it's about video games. No, I remember a lot, so this should be fun. I personally am at the 2-second mark on the video that I have. Where are you, sir?
I am the same.
Excellent. Now, we're going to do this the right way. We're going to go 3, 2, 1, play. And then we'll click play on play.
So, and hopefully the people listening at home will do the exact same.
And if not, we'll all... whatever. You might get lost. You might not. So, yeah, the universal fucking planet thing is about to come up. So, yeah, we're at 2-second mark. Getting ready to go here. So, 3, 2, 1, play. All right. Now, 1989... when this fucking movie came out. What was popular in the world in 1989?
I can't remember. Oh, fuck.
I don't know. Maybe Nintendo?
I see where you're going now.
So...
During the heyday of the NES.
This was so the heyday. You had, in this film, we will witness the Power Glove.
Actually had a power glove. Did you have a power glove?
I did not, but...
Christian Slater's in this movie?
He is in this movie. I did not have a power glove. However, my wife did. And I'm looking at one right now, actually. Right next to my 2 Nintendos, 4 controllers, and 2 guns. And somehow, I think I have 4 cartridges of Super Mario and Duck Hunt. How I have 4, I have no fucking idea, but I have 4. So.
Part of me thinks this is Logan's favorite movie.
It might be. And I think he was born in 1989, so that would be, I don't even know how he'd be aware of this movie.
We really should have gotten him for this commentary.
Yeah, he's going to be like screaming and yelling. We'll just have to, to include him, we'll just have to make fun of him a whole hell of a lot while we talk about this commentary.
I did have him on episode of All Spring Heroes, and he talked about his NES Classic, which you poo-pooed when we talked about originally.
Yeah, I still poo-poo it now that you can hack it. No big deal. I got all that shit sitting on my computer right now. Just I don't have an HDMI fucking cable going out to a TV. I just have one going to a monitor. So again, you don't need it, folks. It's essentially $60. I shit you not, that whole package had to cost no more to manufacture than $575. There's no fucking way.
It's $60 a member berries.
It's ridiculous. Where is this kid's parents? So for those of you following along, dude's just hitchhiking, 1989, little lunchbox, yellow lunchbox. Fucking Stranger Danger's gonna come up, probably rape the kid. Oh, he's getting hunted by an airplane. That's weird.
A fucked up movie.
I think the plane just told him, get the fuck out of here. Oh, now we have a trooper. A statey.
Is that standard MO when kids go missing in the desert, they just get a fucking plane to drive over the road?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. It might be in this territory, wherever this territory might be.
Now, I vaguely kind of not really remember this movie. Is that kid like Junior Rain Man?
In the video game world, yes. That's essentially where we're gonna find out here. Wandered off for some reason. There's some good scenery in the opening of this film, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, what? When did you finally get your first Nintendo?
I got my first Nintendo as a present from my grandmother. I think it may have been Christmas one year.
Do you remember what year it was?
Oh, jeez.
Because that Nintendo came out in 86. And it was pretty, I mean, that it was, I don't want to say too pricey, but I definitely was not one of the first to adopt the Nintendo.
I must have gotten mine in 87 then, because I remember a kid down the street, he had a rich dad, and he was like a divorced dad, so he spoiled them. So he had literally every single fucking game he could get for it.
Jesus. It must have been nice.
Yeah. And when I eventually got mine, I borrowed a couple of games off him. Like, I think Bayou Billy.
Bayou Billy was a huge one at the outset.
That's some 80s hair right there.
That is definitely some 80s hair. 89, to be exact. Love her little sailor outfit, too.
Mm-hmm.
So this must be the parents that, neglect the child who's walking down the street. It's all coming together. And where does he find solace? Video games.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, man. It's like I've seen this movie before. Now, this also has... Or this movie stars... The great Fred Savage, who was in his Wonder Years. Let's see, where does this take place in the whole Wonder Years Princess Bride timeline?
Did you say like this is like Fred Savage in his prime?
I would, actually. I really would.
Yeah, so this is like probably like first year Wonder Years, second year Wonder Years.
That's right, he plays his fucking older brother. Duh. Nah, this is definitely, gotta be right at the start of Wonder Years, I think. That's what so the IMDb is for, which I am looking up. It's just taking a little while.
So I guess this would be post Heather's Christian Slater.
We got so many questions to ask ourselves right now and to find answers for. I didn't know Fred Savage was from Chicago. Crazy. All right, so this is okay. Fucking Princess Bride 87. Wonder Years starts in 88. Wizard comes out in 89. Fred Savage coming out with a bang.
Was this before or after Little Monsters?
Little Monsters, I believe, is 88.
This is bullshit. Go fuck yourself, Dad.
Pretty much. This was same year. So Andy gets Little Monsters.
What the fuck are they about to eat? Was that cake? A burnt cake or was that a casserole?
I think it was a burnt casserole because he's trying to make dinner because he's, the mom and dad. He had vice versa in 88, too. This motherfucker was, like, all over the place. I forgot about the boy who could fly. Damn.
Welcome to Savage Cast.
And this was, let's see, Christian Slater. The question was this post-Heathers? It's a nice house.
Sequel to this would be like now Fred Savage just fucking hates video games and his kids all into fucking Minecraft. He's gotta take him across country to a fucking Smite tournament.
Utah. '88 was Heathers, '89 was The Wizard. Also in Crime Story with Fred Savage in '86. Jesus. Let's see, he had Heathers, The Wizard, Gleaming the Cube, Young Guns 2, Pump Up the Volume, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I think Pump Up with the Volume is one of my favorite Slater movies of that era.
I've never seen that, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Cuffs, Untamed Heart, True Romance, Interview with a Vampire. Man, you know, he never... When did he really fall off?
Got to be out of the 2000s.
Well, he had 3,000 Miles to Graceland in 2001.
And then nothing after that.
Yeah. Yep.
Straight to video.
Yeah.
Tried like 10 TV series that didn't take off before Mr. Robot.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, it was... I can't even see if he has had a comeback yet. Yeah, it would just have to be that show.
This kid?
He's basically been gone since fucking Mr. Robot. Or Archer, actually. In 2009. No, 2014. So yeah, 2014, wow. About 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Check out the skateboard. Now, did you have a skateboard?
No, I was never allowed to have a skateboard.
I won one once at a picnic for something. And then my parents were like, well, now we gotta let him have the skateboard because he won one. I never was really good, though, because I was super tall. And I wasn't good like Tony Hawk, so...
I picture you just falling once and saying, fuck this shit, and throwing it and breaking it in half.
Oh, really? Since we grew up in a city and the sidewalks were kind of shit because they weren't smooth, they were very gravelly. Like, it was concrete, but it was like they had, like, pebbles in it. So the only place was the streets. Well, you know, you hit one rock and you're flipping over your head.
So I missed that. How the hell does Fred Savage, he just goes into that house and steals a kid?
I believe that's how this happened. Because he's just not living with them. That's the thing.
Is that his brother? Or
yeah,
is
it's
it...
his younger brother.
Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, he's got like issues, so he's in a fucking home or some shit.
Professor X's house for dumb kids. It's not as good as the gifted youngster's house.
This is true.
You gotta weed out those X-Men somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that guy's played an asshole in every movie in the 1980s.
I have to agree with you. I can't think of his fucking name either. Or what role I'm specifically picturing him in.
But he's just got that punchy in the face look.
You tell him, Christian Slater. Is that guy wearing a bolo tie?
Yep.
I think he was wearing a bolo tie.
He went to Mob Lawyer casting.
Of the Great Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
I loved... Now, are his sleeves rolled that tight and high? They really are. I thought that was a short sleeve shirt. Look at that style choice.
He's doing this.
I'm going to bring that back next year. This year.
I can see you rocking that shirt exactly like that.
I used to back in the day. Early 90s, I may or may not have worn myself a couple flannels here and there. I still enjoy a good flannel shirt.
Everybody does.
Nice plaid flannel shirt. Why the fuck not? In fact, that's how I used to wear them. A little rock tee underneath. I was hip. Not really.
If the Nintendo product placement later in this movie isn't bad enough, there's the Wonder Bread Tasty... Was it Hostess Cake? Product placement.
This movie got a 6 on IMDb. December 15th, 1989.
This kid just likes to wander than fucking walk away, doesn't he?
Apparently. Following his brain. They're on a cross-country adventure to the world's greatest video championship. It's more than a game. It's a chance of a lifetime.
Hey, kids. Remember phone booths?
Yeah. So, the kid happens to be Luke Edwards, who has been in movies such as Nothing I've Seen. He was in American Pie 2 as the high school guy.
Oh, that guy.
He played Billy Haywood in Little Big League.
He would probably be the only person that would be recast in the sequel to The Wizard.
He was in Newsies. Yeah, he had no real big career. Like, I'm a kid, I got equipment to start a fire, I'm gonna sleep in a fucking desert when wolves are howling. Fuck you.
With my autistic brother. Responsibility. Double dragon.
Alright, we need to time this. How much time takes place from now until then? He is at 0 points.
Double Dragon always had my favorite opening of a video game. Just punches her right in the stomach and picks her up and carries her away.
Like, you would think... fucking dude would be like, how are you out here with only $27? Where are your parents?
Where's your dad?
Sam McMurray, that's his fucking name. Oh, duh. Fucking Christmas Vacation, that's what I thought. Let's see, where else has he been a dick? Oh.
That's not physically possible to get 50,000 on Double Dragon in that short amount of time.
Nope. Error number one.
Why this movie's bullshit?
He was a voice in Sunset Overdrive. I wonder if they're going to try stealing a police car.
And who's this? Where's her parents?
It's a town of no parents, apparently.
She just, like, hangs out at the gas station? Or general store, whatever the fuck this is?
Yeah, I don't know. You would think that there would be things on TV screens and newspapers at this point. Well, she's got a ticket. She just gave him a dirty, that fucking look. Like, she wanted to fuck that little kid. What a fucking pervert. $25,200.
And see him
so
die in the
ocean. He should have it right about
now.
How does he see this shit?
That's the second level. Like,
I think you can get it by the the third? Have it by the third level. And now nobody gets to go anywhere. And still, no, where are your parents? This town just has a bunch of kids running around doing crazy shit all the time. And the kid's still playing Double Dragon. There's nothing better than a good road trip, though, I'll tell you that. When was the last good road trip you were on?
Oh, fucking years ago. Back in the day when I used to do door-to-door for Bell, they sent us all the way up to Sudbury, which is like a six-hour drive from where I am. Little small mining town. There's not much to fucking do in Sudbury. So we just drank in the hotel room. Played poker. Evidently, no one knows how to read a fucking map in this movie either.
Well, does anyone ever know how to read a map?
What the fuck is a map? That's what phones are for.
So you haven't just gone on a road trip for, like, a vacation or anything?
Nah, I don't drive, so it's kind of hard to road trip when you don't have a car.
You should tag along. Make someone take you somewhere. They're the best.
Well, probably next road trip I have will probably maybe be Lollapalooza.
There you go. It's, what, a six-hour drive from where you're at? Seven?
Maybe.
Hit a couple stops, grab some food on the way. It's fun shit.
Pick up a kid that's autistic that plays video games really well. That sounds bad.
I really have a hard time believing that video game magazines are still a thing. I really do.
They're like $12 now.
Are they really?
Yeah. At least back in the day, the Xbox magazine had demo discs that were worth the cost. Now they're like half the size of thickness, and they're like $12. I feel like magazines are only really doing well in the UK.
Huh.
Because if you go to like bookstores like Chapters and all that, they'll have like the import magazines. So like the video game magazines over in Europe, they run like nice paper and they have better layout. But gone are the days are GamePro and EGM and all them.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. They might be made in better quality. And who knows, maybe that's all they're doing now, so that's why there's so much here. They're just like, fuck it, we're going to charge both people the same price.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bolo tie again. Not even fully buttoned up shirt either.
And a cool bow tie like Scott Banshee. He's...
And for some reason, he's killing people's tires.
Like he's an just asshole. An asshole. Kids, if this movie's taught us anything, don't trust guys in bolo ties.
How, really? That knife? Just threatening a dude? Come on, man. You are a giant pussy.
If that was Jeff Bridges, he would have punched him in the face.
Yeah.
But no, it's Beau Bridges.
Oh, he gets a... Oh, I like this. Oh, nice.
There you go.
See, I would have went straight for the windshield, though.
Yeah, that's where I thought he was going.
Although, I guess if you're going to go for a monetary amount... Oh, there we go. Bam.
For that.
Yeah, exactly. It's more ticketed, you're going to get pulled over.
You lose points on your license, and there you go.
Yep.
And you can't throw a shovel with shit.
When was the last time you threw a shovel?
3 weeks. Actually, technically yesterday. There's a snow shovel. I don't want to know how she got all that money.
Oh, you know how she got that money.
Yeah, she knows truckers. Her mom was a stripper. They got some money. Uh-oh. We're gonna steal these kids' money. Yeehaw!
That just ain't right.
Is this where Kid Ragman just busts out some kung fu and saves him?
Like, I don't know. How are you not just, like, beating the shit out of a kid for their money? If you're going to steal money from a kid, you might as well be deplorable enough to beat him.
You figured they would be making enough money with their cow transporting business.
Apparently it doesn't pay that much.
For the, what, the $30 the kids...
Well, no, she had money. That's what they took off of her.
First appearance of the Nintendo in the movie.
I mean, from the... evolutionary standpoint of pop culture, Mufi definitely is, you know, kind of definitely does foreshadow a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you do got to give it that. Super Mario 2. So not only do we get the Power Glove in here, we also got Super Mario 3, which was the big unveiling. As you saw, he was just playing Super Mario 2. Now, I will point...
It's funny, people hate Mario Brothers 2 back in the day, but I liked Mario Brothers 2. Mario Brothers 2...
I enjoyed it. I was just never good at it because it was difficult.
Yeah. I remember beating it back in the day.
I never beat any of them, I don't think.
Yeah, it's because kids today are spoiled. Back in the day, there was no save states, there was no continues.
Well, you had warp levels, and that was kind of one of the things. Like, you know, could you do it without warping, which was tough because of the fucking maze level in 7. And again in 8, right? 8-3 is a maze?
So, yeah. Now they're going to go hustle some yokel for video games.
Their salesman, like, he knows exactly how to hustle a salesman. He's fucking 12.
No, at the rate that Fred Savage is at in this movie, he's going to be in jail, like, in 5 years. With his...
He's stealing a kid, hustling cross-country on a train. Oh, God. You could probably charge him as a felon right now.
Or he's dead in a ditch somewhere.
Now there's a worry about sleeping outside, because, a junkyard, really?
That seems safe.
I would have went into a car on the outskirts. Little dude's out.
You probably had to give him his night-night medicine.
Well, I appreciate the fact that, they're keeping up their hygiene. She's brushing her hair. They clearly have not gotten any dirt on them since they left on their trip.
In the fucking desert.
Fucking kids are well kept.
See, he packed a rubber mask because he was going to knock off some liquor stores on the way to California.
I love that she's... And I bet she doesn't have a black eye.
She just knocks him out in one punch.
This movie is nothing but a giant advertisement for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo Power Magazine, the Power Glove, Super Mario Brothers. Oh, he does have a black eye. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're picked up by bikers in leather.
What? They're picked up by Jax and them making a cross-country run.
And the song playing now is Do You Believe in Love? I believe that's the name of it. Lucky in Love?
I think so.
So, that's kind of weird. I don't know that I'd do this as a road trip song, montage song either.
No.
I do like me a good carnival though.
Oh, I'm not a carnival person. I don't trust rides held together by duct tape and safety pins.
I guess. I mean, where is your sense of adventure? Send me an angel. That's the song I get right before the chorus kicks in. All right, three kids hitchhiking to Reno. Where are your parents? All right, so this is 1989. This is 28 years ago. There's no social media, but television and radio. You know where they're on their way to. You have a telephone to contact the authorities. I would think that the police would have caught these kids in like 3 hours.
You would hope.
I would hope. Because there's less people, too. But I guess that means there's less people out there to look. I don't know. It definitely would not have taken days. Like, they've been out there, what, 3 days now?
Something like that.
3 days on how much money? Just
the first day. Well, they lost it all to the those dirty cow movers.
Right, but then they won some off the fucking salesman. Oh, yeah.
The first word he said over the in this movie besides California?
Yes.
There's the irony, they drive right past him. In a game he's never played before.
He's a cyborg, man. Kid gonna get your ass whooped walking in the wrong video game store. Them again.
The band is the least intimidating tough guy I've ever seen.
So you think that's purposeful, that they just kind of show a pinball machine not working in the corner?
Yeah.
Nobody's better than Lucas. Oh boy.
He's definitely an annoying YouTuber by now.
Yes. Everyone seems impressed. I love the dude at the end who's like, just got this duh face on.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Ninety-seven games by 1989. And the Power Glove.
That thing was a piece of shit.
Oh, the IR sensor that never worked.
Yes. I tried to play Punch-Out with it, and it did not work. It took them, what, 20 years
to get... And apparently, he didn't have to hit a switch to switch to the RF, either.
No.
I don't...
This was the Wiimote before.
There's no way it ever worked like that. And you always, before starting Rad Racer, switched between 3D and regular vision because you were like, wow, that looks kind of awful and I want to try and play like this.
Yeah.
See, I don't buy it. He would have spun out by now. Bullshit. It's too many squeals. Oh, yeah. I'm the shit.
He jerks off with that thing every single fucking night. You tell him, Fred.
I think Jimmy's scared. You know this movie? What's Fred Savage's name in this movie? Because if it was Chuck, I'd say that this would be a precursor to Better Call Saul.
Jack Love's not even hooked up to anything. Too many jokes. Not gonna bother.
I can't even. And how are you sleeping? Like, why aren't you? Oh, they're waiting for a truck to get fixed. That's right.
Yeah. You figured there'd be porn on the motel in the room.
The fucking machine's got. Did you see the machine on the nightstand for the fucking bed?
How did he not make that joke? Isn't that like a staple for like any of these beds that have like a magic fingers? They have to do the joke with them putting the quarter in, and then someone falls off the fucking bed.
Maybe it's supposed to be how run down it is that it doesn't even work anymore.
I totally did not remember that Christian Slater was in this movie.
Me either. I don't know why either.
He's not on the poster, is he?
No, I think it's just the three kids. I don't even think Bo Bridges is on the poster. Let me see here.
You think Bo Bridges, the only reason he's in this movie is because he wanted to be in a movie about video games like his brother?
Yeah, it's just the three kids. It's Fred Savage and a chick on the bottom, him wearing a power glove, and them holding the dude on his shoulders.
I'm playing video games. Fuck you, Dad.
This essentially defined a generation.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm gonna go play video games.
Isn't that the motto of the GameCast? It should be.
How? Now, I don't remember because... it's all foggy to me because I didn't have one when it first came out. When did the whole cartridges getting dusty thing start?
Probably from the beginning.
Really?
That's always been the Nintendo, that you gotta blow on them to make them work. That was a hard fucking game, Ninja Turtles.
Well, that's not even... Oh, that is the original one. That's right, because it switched between the top-down view to the side-scroller when you went in the sewers.
That's some good video game acting, Bo.
See, like, what game is he playing?
They're playing the Ninja Turtle game.
Yeah, it's halfway decent, maybe. I want a Clark bar.
Nice to be an American thing. We don't have those up here.
Oh, shit. You lost your brother. Way to go, you jackass. You can't do anything right. Why do you even have a skateboard in the fucking desert anyway? Yep,
So Rain Man is just a ripoff of this movie, right?
I think this is actually a ripoff of Rain Man, because I think Rain Man was 88. But then I would have to believe that they were either in side-by-side development, or they got caught wind of the script and...
They were racing to see who could get the movie out first.
Yeah, Rain Man was 88, right? Rain Man... 88. Rain Man has an 8. The Wizard has a 6.
So Rain Man ripped off The Wizard. And they substituted gambling for video games.
Yep. But Jimmy wanted to go to Hollywood or California. California. I totally forgot about that line. I used to say that all the time.
You got the hats for Lucas. The neighborhood toughs.
Apparently they're fucking with people who can drive. That ain't cool. Them ruffians are about. See, that shit just ain't kosher. Damn.
What's in the box?
Fucking asshole kids. I hate asshole kids.
And again, Fred Savage can't take a punch in this movie.
And they took the kid's hat.
How the fuck did they find him?
I mean, they are walking.
Ah, yes, the twin sister.
Forgot about the twin sister.
So the twin sister died, the parents broke up. Now, is it just me or does Fred Savage look like he's adopted? He doesn't look like anybody else in the family.
This is true. He might be the milkman's kid.
Because you can see that, actually, he looks like he's the asshole new husband's kid, if anything.
He does. You're right.
Because you can kind of see him, the brother looking like Christian Slater, which looks like Bo Bridges, but...
That's a very good point.
A lot of subtext going on in this movie that no one's picked up in 30 years.
Overacting like a motherfucker in here, Fred Savage.
Yeah. Now this broken down driving, is that another analogy that video games are going to kill movies as well? Is that foreshadowing?
I don't know if I go that far. going home. Taking my broken brother and I'm going home.
My skateboard that I just have to carry around because I never use.
Damn.
Put some sass on her.
At least they're finally dirty. Like, seriously, why do you have a skateboard when you're walking everywhere? Because if he got on it, he'd go past everybody.
Yeah, he'd be in California by now if he just used that skateboard.
What games you got back there? Oh, which boxing game is that?
Final round.
The old play show. What a dick. Tilting his machine, you fucking asshole.
Fucking bolo tie.
Just take that fucking cast and punch him in the nose with it. That's what would happen today if that happened. Unless dude was showing a badge, you'd get fucking punched in the face. Tilt my machine.
I wish I had a pinball machine.
My buddy is fortunate enough to acquire one recently. It's, gotta say, I'm quite jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just...
Yeah.
Did he just call him a pedophile of sorts? And... I love old dude just sitting there.
Another Tuesday in this dusty town.
Like, he just got his car fixed, and now what's he gonna do? He's gonna fuck his shit up.
But that doesn't mean he's winning. He just fucked his car up more.
It's Rain Man meets Smokey and the Bandit.
Are there no seatbelt laws in this state?
No seatbelt laws. No where are your parents. None of that shit.
Got some sleaze to it. You ever been to Reno?
I have not. Nor have I been to Vegas.
I always wanted to go to Vegas. So her dad was a trucker. Her mother was a dancer. And she knows how to gamble. $20 is the kid pulls a slot machine and it fucking pays out $1 million.
That's really where you make your money.
How are these kids actually allowed in the casino?
You never bet a hard eight. You're gonna lose it all. I mean, it hits and it's gonna be a fucking... Damn. Fucking, it is Rain Man now. She just turned like a shit ton of money.
That must have been like a minimum stakes table. Well, granted, this was, what, 1986 money.
It's true.
That was probably $8,000 by now.
Fucking... The number...
This is to be the shittiest job of all fucking time.
So, I remember there used to be a mom and pop video... Was it a mom and pop? Maybe it... I don't remember. There was a video store by the house that we belonged to. We won something sometime, and it was a free, like, video game cheat video. Mm. And, I remember my brother winning it and coming home and fucking throwing it and be like, alright, what games do we have that we can use this for? And then watching like the slow demonstration of, at the start screen, press up, up, down, down. And like just the way he said it, I'm just like, oh my god, this is hysterical.
Contra code, up, up, down, down, left, left, right, right, BA, select, start.
I want to punch Fred Savage in the face right now.
He's going to pimp out his brother.
No save, man.
So she's calling these 1-800 tip lines on a hotel phone that she's going to have to pay the bill for.
I do believe that becomes an issue.
Okay.
That is a fucking top of the line computer right there that's not even on.
Nope. See, this is what you had to do, kids, before the internet. Internet ruined everything.
Well, not only that, but the thing about the limited amount of memory, and people have seen documentaries that have, you know, discussed the history of gaming know about this,
mm-hmm.
is with the limited memory, you had to write specific. Like, there was no AI. So there was just loops, and, you know, it was a constant. So you were just, you had to learn the patterns. And some of those games...
Fuck Ninja Gaiden. That game is so fucking... That guy at the call center is like, lady, I just want to go fucking home.
Right?
You've been on the line for like 8 hours. I mean, all I did was slash his tires, and he fucked up my car.
Right. It's not like I started any of this. Oh, this is fucking funny. Trying to think what else that dude's from. Off to IMDb I go. You want to make a few bucks?
Wait a minute, that's my hat. I just want to see Christian Slater beat the shit out of that kid.
That'd be awesome. Fucking punk bitch.
Like, I'm screwed now, aren't I?
Oh my god, Tobey Maguire's in this movie.
That's who?
He is Lucas's goon at Video Armageddon. He's uncredited. Here.
Why isn't he there yet? So that tow truck is just... Oh, yeah, because he paid him to tow it.
Yep. Well, make quick 50.
For 75, I'd... not finishing that sentence.
And this is the thing, like... arcades are where games got popular. The home console, like, it was almost like the movie theater. Like, first it would hit arcade, and then, oh, coming to console. You know, that was a big fucking deal.
What was the worst console port of an arcade title you've ever played?
Worst console port.
I'd have to go with the first Mortal Kombat for Super Nintendo.
See, they went mostly Nintendo route, and I didn't have a Nintendo for... or Super Nintendo, I should say.
You were this guy?
I'll tell you what, though. One of my favorite Super Nintendo titles of all time is fucking F-Zero.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I got my Super Nintendo? I got it for my birthday. And I got Super Mario Brothers and Pilot Wings. And Pilot Wings fucking blew my mind.
They fucking stripped the truck.
Why? Like, how much did Bowtie give him?
$50, but he told him it was junk. Fucking asshole.
And he doesn't get pulled over with his car like that, and all that fuck.
Apparently not.
She's seen those.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you're looking for some kids. Now that's a sight I don't need in a movie. Old dude in a fucking banana hammock.
Rocking.
Oh my god, look at a fucking ass camel toe.
And they just tease you. Like the scene before that with the chick. The kid you stole.
Yeah, no shit, right? Dick.
Fuck you too, asshole.
All hell's breaking loose.
Yeah. You know, the more I think of it, fuck you, I'm gonna go play video games should be a shirt on our store. Oh, yeah, he doesn't look like a pedophile.
Yeah, no shit, right?
There you go.
Hey, See, most awkward now, way to... now, granted, that's the best thing she could have done in that situation.
Yes.
But it's still, I don't know. The fact women can do that shit, it's bullshit. That's a whole nother commentary.
She touched my balls.
You liked it. I know.
I'm just bragging.
I live in She's a trailer. I'm a liar.
I have no parents. I killed both of them. Oh, dick move. And he pulled the controller out. How the fuck did that turn the TV off?
You know, I was wondering the same. And it's disconnected. Wow, he's got the RF off it already. Wow.
He's fast. He is Mr. Robot.
You're so forgetting. This, hey, dude, go back, Dad.
Those cords are expensive. So, this is the origin of Mr. Robot. This is where... before he grew up to build the store?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't watch Mr. Robot.
Him and his dad had to go find their brother who was in a video game tournament. This must have been a really cheap movie to fucking film. It's all outdoor shots for like 90% of it with some product placement paid by Nintendo.
I wonder what budget. Budget. Well, I don't know how much. I mean,
they're not paying these kids
anything. Reno space, though, that probably cost them.
Not as much as Vegas. I mean, isn't Reno the bargain basement in Vegas?
I suppose, but at this time, I mean, this is, you're still talking old Vegas. Like, you know, all these new places weren't around quite yet, or they were just getting into place.
We're talking crooked and nose mob Vegas.
Pretty much.
Yeah, sure, we'll have the fucking video game tournament here.
Let's look at some trivia.
That's a movie I want to see. Is like the guys who are organizing this video game tournament have to deal with the fucking mobsters at the fucking hotel.
I forgot about that. Participating theaters would distribute issues of Pocket Power, a pocket-sized version of Nintendo Power magazine.
That means something completely different in 2016.
Yeah.
Just beating the shit out of him the entire movie.
And now he's about to get some. So some literal translations of some of this film's foreign language titles include, in Germany, Joystick Heroes. In Japan, Sweet Road. The Wizard of Video Games in Italy and Brazil. Video Kid in France. The Champion of Video Games in Spain. Game Boy in Sweden. That's kind of funny. Game Over in Finland. And The Child Genius in Canada, French language.
Yeah, it was just The Wizard where I'm from. Kid Video, I think that is a better name for this movie.
The dinosaurs in the film that are the tourist attraction is the same ones from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
There you go. Does all she have is coveralls?
I think so. I mean...
how the fuck did he find her there?
How can Jimmy not open a handle?
Jimmy's a fucking idiot. There's a truck that can chase him.
The truck that Spanky Frank McRae borrows from Old Pete is the same truck driven by Lincoln Hawk in most of Over the Top. You can even see Hawk hauling on the door as Spanky climbs out of the cab during the rescue of Jimmy from runaway recovery expert Putnam.
Go. Then it turns into a scene from Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah, no shit, right? All you're missing is the, I almost call him the Joker. The Green Goblin. Green Goblin.
Fuck your sucker. His name's Putnam.
Yeah.
I think I'll call him Bolo Tie again. Would have been great if it was Stallone driving one of those. It is his character from Over the Top.
That'd be hysterical. Oh, hey, look at that. Hawk towing. And he's almost dressed like,
Okay, well, let's play this game. What came out first, Over the Top or this?
Over the Top was 87. That's why it says Hawk towing on it. That was the truck from Over the Top.
I'm just thinking of further ways to link this movie to Over the Top, same universe. He borrowed his truck. That's some fine truck driving, movie truck drive. I'm driving a truck, driving a truck.
The filmmakers most likely decided not to mention autism by name to avoid comparisons to Rain Man, because they never say specifically that he has autism, although it is strongly implied.
Because he wasn't always autistic. It's when his sister died.
Right. So this movie did actually come out before... Or no, yeah, during the scene was actually meant to be revealed in the film. Wait, people were... This doesn't make any sense, because it says this movie's from 89, right? And this trivia says, maybe it's just the way it's worded, but it says, during the scene of the finals of Video Armageddon, the last game used for the final, Super Mario Bros. 3, 1988, was actually meant to be revealed in the film before the NES game was released. The fact that it says was actually meant doesn't say that it was, but then the following sentence is, people were treated to see this particular NES game for the first time when the film was released in the theaters, and it is said by some gamers to help with the game's success in the United States.
I believe that.
Oh, meaning it was over in Japan first. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, because pre-internet, you could do this shit.
Yeah. You basically tested it. I mean, Japan got it all first anyway, but... Super Mario was the flagship, and it was definitely coming over.
That guy's definitely a virgin.
Still. Look at how populated that shit is now. Like, if they actually did this from this moment going forward, you know how big it would be at this point?
It's getting there.
I mean,
man.
It is, and it is getting there exponentially, and I think the technology is helping, but it still would have been cool as shit to have, like, local tournaments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That would be... One of them was Tobey Maguire.
No, I don't think one of them is. I think...
Oh, it's the final, I think. That's right.
Oh.
These fucking ties are amazing.
That guy does a lot of cocaine. You kids ready to play some motherfucking video games?
That's what we really need. A fucking R-rated version of the wizard.
Yep.
And why are all...
Make it more...
Why are all the fucking... The workers dressed like fucking prison inmates?
Because it's Armageddon. It's
orange jumpsuits. That chick right there is probably the... Like, they're doing the best job of the controller acting. Yeah. Hey, Token, who's barely shown.
Yeah. At this point, is it really worth what he's getting paid?
Yeah, I know, right? He just got his ass kicked by 4 truckers.
His car's been demolished.
Is he playing Ninja Gaiden?
Yeah, they're playing Ninja Gaiden.
Fuck Ninja Gaiden.
Fuck Ninja Gaiden. No, the irony thing is they come all this fucking way, and then he loses, like, within the first minute. And he's out of the tournament.
So, I think my brother was telling me a story. He went over by somebody's house. Somebody was telling me a story that they went and visited a friend, and they were playing Zelda. And
yeah.
He's like, what the f-? He's like, I can't find this, like, the sword or the second level or some shit. But it was like, you, there were so, like, that was the awesomeness about those games and great marketing ploy on Nintendo's part of, the only way you ever got through that fucking game was with the map. And to get the map was Nintendo Power.
Yep.
I mean, any of that. Just, I remember when Super Mario Bros. 3 came out and Nintendo Power finally released an insert where, because you could only fit a certain amount of card shops, so they were all the same, you know, 7 or 8 card shops that you'd go into, and they were all dictated by, you know, 1 or 2 squares. So if you could minimally, there was never one you couldn't get. The trick to get to stop the mushrooms.
Yeah.
What point is there really for a video game magazine these days other than background to it and, you know, maybe a link to something, because their cheat codes don't, I mean, they do shit, but there's really no point to them. You know, there's no secret, I guess.
I guess, as I was saying on the Gamecast last time, playing Mass Effect, I just basically use my fucking phone for walkthroughs through most of the game for the side shit.
Yeah.
I don't need things anymore.
Yeah, I guess the walkthrough has overtaken the cheat code. I mean, you do still have the games that give you that option because, well, I mean, it does make the game fun in a way. Like, if you just want to plow through shit like you do sometimes, or if you just want to burn through a game to get through it, but...
Because you want to see the story.
Yeah. 9 days. Yeah. 9 days. Nobody can find fucking ass their parents are.
Fred Savage is definitely his kid. They've got the same hair.
9 days and like $20. There he is.
Yeah, there he is. Tobey Maguire.
Wow. crazy.
That would totally be Jared Leto in the sequel.
Stop. He's drinking.
It's okay. She's on so much Valium, she doesn't know what she's saying.
Yeah, so they're in an amusement park. He just securely locked the gate by just going, "Ah, fuck it. There you go. Take off."
Yeah.
And nobody's going to stop something that just started. They're helping him across.
Get away from the pedophile.
Now, wait a minute, is that his older brother that's, like, adopted somehow? Or, like, how he was given up for adoption 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Because it was with a Mexican woman. Or he's just got a really good tan, I can't tell. We've only seen one black man in this entire movie. Two. The trucker and the dude at the video game.
That's probably his kid.
Oh, there's another one. Apparently only white people play video games in 1989. This movie just got oddly racist.
Yep. There's no Asian kids in this movie either.
Oh, there's gotta be a Japanese version of The Wizard.
So, is there a Universal Studios in Reno?
They're in LA now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, that's in, the thing was in LA. Wow. That guy kind of looks like Steve Martin, actually. Like a young Steve Martin.
Sit down and have fun, damn it.
You tell him, King Kong.
And Bolo Tie gets away. Has there ever been another movie that actually was filmed behind the scenes at Universal Studios like this?
I'm sure there has been. But do you mean then a specific like chase scene like this?
Yeah, like you actually see what goes on underneath King Kong. Because I doubt this is a set.
I don't know.
Too much coke, freaking out.
And 1 minute just went on the clock.
Yes.
The fucking editing in this movie is amazingly atrocious.
Lucas is a dick.
Lucas is a dick.
That's not creepy.
Creepy. Oh, that's right. He comes up from under the stage.
they were just above him.
Oh, that's right. Oh. I saw the marker spot on the floor.
He's terribly bad at his job. Because realistically, he would probably just call the cops and say, hey, this kid is on the run.
It's going to be close. I don't know if he'll make it. What do you think?
I don't know. Open up the doors. He's behind.
With his lunchbox, all like, what's up, bitches? I'm here to do some video games.
You know, fuck your shit up!
Lucas is all like, motherfucker, I'm gonna take you down. Take your ass down!
Fuck your lunchbox. Just realized Lucas's number is I-69.
Oh, the guy can count to three. This guy's a great... Seriously, he is super coked out.
He should really host more stuff.
A new game now.
He's at the Richard Dawson Running Man host school. That joke did not come over. You know what I'm saying. There's a lot of Richard Dawson Running Man in his hosting of this video. There it is. That's what I was trying to say.
So, it's a brand new game. Right? Brand new game.
Yeah.
There comes a point where she gives him a tip regarding a warp whistle.
How the fuck does she know? She's got the hookup at the dude at the tip line, told him. Yeah, video games. Yeah. You're in a lot of fucking trouble, kid. No, Dad, the mushroom's good. You want the mushroom?
Seriously, like, how the fuck does he know about this already? How to use the P-Wing or the raccoon tail, I mean. There's no tutorial. He missed a whole bunch of coins right there, though.
How does he know that? Or is he just assuming all Mario Brothers games have a warp?
I don't know. Did you see that kid at the end? Just like his head resting on there, just fucking doing the...
He's like, I'm tired. You stay calm. I'm fucking the video game whisperer over here.
So how did he lose all his points?
I got hit. You got hit by the boomerang.
Oh. God damn it, Jimmy. Who has finished world? No, he didn't. Oh no, it should. Okay, the points are there.
If this was a real video game tournament today, like, all three of them would be talking mad shit to each other.
Now, do you remember how to get the star?
Yeah, it's all timing.
No, but where... it is, but it isn't. It's where you hit it on the corner.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Hmm. On that, yeah, it's the timing on the running at the end to match the three.
I think I may have to go back and play Super Mario World on the Wii U. Never got very far in that. I have it, but that would require me taking the dust off my Wii U and actually plugging it in.
Oh yeah, I found a secret passage, that's right. The warp whistle. And you know that how?
Those graphics make no sense. To how they're calculating who's winning.
Yep.
Because now Jimmy's further in the game than they are.
Oh, bitch gone done died. I hated the cloud level, man.
In general, cloud levels suck.
I love how they made the giant level like this, though, as like where he got to. Because from World 1, you can go to World 8, can't you? If I remember correctly.
It's been so long. There is no star. There you go.
Jimmy wins. Jimmy wins.
The employee's real impressed.
You see the one white guy who wants to be Eazy-E over there?
Yeah, that's the employee. He's like, is this shit over fucking you?
The kid in the corner still, he's like, what's going on? I'm gonna clap. All right.
And he's still so fucking grounded for taking him to begin with.
Yeah, he just won $50,000. You're grounded for like 9 years.
That's gonna go fix my fucking truck.
His truck's like perfect. You see the front end of that truck?
Well, that's what $50,000 pays for, so. That quick, magically.
I love how all four of them are going to be crammed in their car.
They get in the back, but it's full of fucking supplies.
Yep, there's Pee-wees. Same dinosaurs from Pee-wee.
It is how they party.
Fred Savage calling the shots everywhere he goes.
He's on...
What's the problem?
Doesn't he have a show with Rob Lowe now on TV? Some lawyer show?
He did. I think it's supposed to be pretty good, too. I don't remember. Jimmy! When I go there, if I ever make it to this place, I'm here because of the wizard. Fuck Pee-wee.
Disc climbs up to the top of the fucking dinosaur and jumps off. I just won the video game tournament. My life's not going to get better than this.
I wonder if South Park got the whole Timmy thing from the amount of times that he just said Jimmy.
Probably. And no one has realized this yet. No one.
Holy shit. I forgot we came here once. Oh, and hey, look. They got a sister. Things you miss when watching this as a child.
Mm-hmm. All about symmetry.
God damn it, Jimmy.
I love you, kid, but you're going back to the crazy house. Because I can't deal with your shit. I got video games to play now.
Give a dude a TV and a Nintendo and...
Don't forget the friggin' lunchbox. We're gonna have to drive all the way fucking back across the country just to go get it.
No, I think that was meant to be left there. Kind of the whole purpose of the thing.
Lunchbox just blows up, takes the dinosaur with it.
That's gonna get weird later. I guess we know who's going to get some that night. Fred Savage, friend zoned.
So they're just taking. So they're just taking her as
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, apparently. That was the point of the story, was to go to California and get a sister. Oh, fuck. I forgot. I mean, it does. It kind of holds up. It really as a. As an introduction to kind of, I don't know, road trip adventure movies, I think this one might be a good... We should assign this to the fucking boys to do for Drunk Angry Movie Dads.
We should.
See if they can deal with it. Well, that was fucking fun, dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, yeah, that was The Wizard. 1989, man. Long, long time ago. Well... that's going to do it for us. I'm not sitting through this fucking god-awful song and these credits.
Give us a suggestion for the next GameCast video game movie commentary.
Yeah, email us, bingegamecast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, bingegamecast. Or on Facebook.
The X-Pub or bingegamecast. Yeah.
You can find us all over the place. And you should do that. So, until next time, thank you folks for listening, and I will talk to you later.
And fuck you, I'm going to go play video games.
That actually sounds like a much, much better idea. Fuck you people, I'm not talking to anybody. Video games. Video games, video games, video games. Later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Buy some merch at bingemedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at bingemedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I can't get enough of Super
Bobo Girl.